Hi, everyone. This is Jennifer Kornbleet, and I'd like to welcome you to the Tasty Life interview series. We're doing this series to show you how you can turn your love of healthy food into a successful and fulfilling business that makes the world a better place. And today we're talking with an integrative medicine expert who has been in the medical field for over 30 years and is a best-selling author and health coach trainer, Dr. Keisha. Let me tell you a little bit about Dr. Keisha. Dr. Keisha Ewers is an integrative medicine expert, doctor of sexology, psychotherapist, and the founder and medical director of the Academy for Integrative Medicine Health Coach Certification Program. After being diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis, an incurable disease according to Western medicine, she discovered how to reverse autoimmunity using her Freedom Framework method, which she has now used with thousands of her own patients and teaches to her health coach students in her online certification program. Dr. Keisha is the best-selling author of Solving the Autoimmune Puzzle, The Women's Guide to Reclaiming Emotional Freedom and Vibrant Health, and Your Libido Story, a workbook for women who want to find, fix, and free their sexual desire. Welcome, Dr. Keisha.
Oh, it's such a joy to be here, Jennifer. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I'd love to start by sharing just a bit about your personal story. So my first question is, where did your interest in health and healthy lifestyle come from? Like, how did it first show up in your life? I know you personally did have a health challenge, but is that when that interest was sparked, or did it happen before then?
Well, you know, I was in medicine before I got diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis. I actually was a nurse at age 19, and I was interested in health, and I thought I was healthy, but I was a marathon runner and a sugar addict, and so I would run extra miles so I could have 3 brownies the night before. You know, I would actually gauge my mileage depending on what I ate the day before, and I would come back from my long runs, and I would sit down to a bowl of Greek yogurt with granola and on top and some blueberries and some walnuts and think that I was having the healthiest meal ever. And it turns out after I got diagnosed with autoimmune disease and did some testing that I'm actually really intolerant to gluten that was in the granola and dairy. And that explained why I would bloat after each of my meals and why I had such bad acne and why I would get infections so often, like strep throat every finals week when I was in school, you know? And so I thought I was interested in health, but it turns out that it took a pretty serious illness to get me into the level of health I'm in today at age 52. So it started a long time ago, but didn't have a really great pathway to where I needed to go till I got really sick.
Right. Well, I know that you now have a specific niche and target audience based on your own life experiences, and you help women, including balancing hormones with their libido, also with autoimmune issues. Like, can you tell us a little bit more about the kinds of things you help people with and how, you know, that developed for you to reach, you know, people with these kinds of issues?
Sure. So when I was diagnosed with rheumatoid arthritis when I was 30, I was given methotrexate from a rheumatologist and a prescription for a really strong non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drug. And I went home and looked up the side effect profile for them and decided I didn't want to take them. And went looking for something else, you know, surely there's something else out here. And so I started looking at PubMed for all the research and discovered that actually yoga is really great for people with autoimmunity. And so very nervously went to my first yoga class because I remember I was a marathon runner and very tight, couldn't even touch my own toes probably back then. And in that first yoga class, my yoga teacher said the word Ayurveda, and that's the sister science of yoga, the medical arm. It's about 10,000-year-old framework of understanding that we're all different body types. So I went home and I researched that, and it was the first step in reversing my autoimmune disease. So, you know, at the end of the day, my niche, you could say, or the people that I work with are people that fall into the category of what I call the four corners of solving your disease puzzle. And so that puzzle can be obesity, it can be hormone imbalance, it can be IBS or Crohn's disease or MS or heart disease or diabetes, anything really. I'm a family practice integrated medical provider, so I see everything. But what I do is put over the top of it this, what I call the freedom framework, that has these four corners. And I look at genetics, and I look at whether or not someone has leaky gut, and I look at toxic exposure, and I look at past childhood experiences and past trauma. So those are the four pieces of what I call the puzzle for solving whatever's going on with you, whether it's fatigue or feeling overwhelmed, you know. So I see a lot of people, and they all come in for kind of four main reasons: hormone imbalances, GI issues, fatigue, or fat. But at the end of the day, they all have these four corners kind of laid over the top of whatever their puzzle is to solve it.
Well, and how did you develop your skills to help people with some of these issues? Since, I mean, I would imagine this is not conventionally taught in conventional medicine and all of that, and you weren't even able to find, you know, help through only that, you know, with your own health issues. So how did you develop, you know, all the kinds of skills and knowledge in order to be able to help people with these issues on the, in the deepest level?
Well, the quickest way of saying that is every time a patient came into my office and stumped the chump, which was me, then I would go back to school. So I had another degree added to the last one. But, you know, the longer answer to that is that once I already had my medical training, Western medical training, and then I went back to school and I got a master's degree in Ayurvedic medicine. And then I shortly thereafter discovered functional medicine after reading a book by Mark Hyman, and thought, oh my gosh, this is actually Ayurveda put into English and for modern people. And so I went and I got a certification. I'm board certified in functional medicine now. And then during that time, in the process of doing that board certification, I really started realizing that there's just nothing that doesn't have a mental root cause, nothing. And I don't care if you fell and broke your arm, you know, if you fell and broke your arm, it means that you actually weren't being mindful and not present with your steps. So that was, you know, again, not being mindful is part of the process. So I just really thought, my gosh, you can't separate the mind from the body. And of course, yoga teaches that too. So I went back to school again and got certifications in various forms of psychotherapy. And in that process, you know, really thought, gosh, there's nothing that's not energetic. Energy is everything. And so, you know, learned energy medicine. And so at the end of the day, I'm a consummate learner and love to integrate, you know, all of these pieces of the puzzle for my patients, because there's just nothing that's separate. And the way that I really see it now is Ayurvedic medicine elegantly has a, I put this in my book, Solving the Autoimmune Puzzle. It's a diagram of what they call the pancha koshas. And pancha means five, and koshas means sheaths or bodies. And the understanding is that we're more than our physical body. So the one of those sheaths or one of those layers of us is indeed the one that we feed and we water and we take for walks and we put to bed at night. But then after that, you've got this energy layer, which yoga calls prana, Chinese medicine calls qi, Japanese medicine calls ki, and Western science calls it your electromagnetic energy field. And then after that, you've got your emotional body. And so after that, you've got your wisdom or mental. And after that, you've got bliss. And that bliss layer is the place that I call the portal to universal consciousness or unconsciousness. So that's why there are never any new ideas. We all have access to all wisdom, but we get toxic in these other layers, whether you're emotionally toxic, mentally toxic, or physically toxic. It's going to impact your ability to be able to get to that last layer of bliss. And, you know, this isn't bad. It's just feedback from your body and your mind and your emotional self and to do something. And so often we just ignore it until it gets so loud that we have to pay attention. And that's definitely what happened to me.
Yeah, well, and I know, you know, I wanted to ask you too, what do you see in today's world as the role of, you know, traditional physicians, but also, you know, integrative physicians versus coaches and other types of people in the wellness field? And I know you also certify other coaches. So like, what is the role for like different kinds of people to participate in sharing information and helping others?
What a fantastic question. That's a great question. And I feel so passionate about this. I really believe that health coaches are the missing piece in our medical model. I call them the standard American model of medicine, the Uncle Sam model. And the Sam model takes us so far. Like, if you have a heart attack, that's the model of medicine you want. You don't want a health coach. You don't want an alternative. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to use that statement in quotes because I actually would like to ban the word alternative medicine. It's alternative to what? The drug companies, you know? But you don't want to have somebody that's going to give you an herb if you're having a heart attack. If you need your appendix out, you need a Cracker Jack surgeon. And the same thing with, you know, if you've gotten to the point in your health where you have heart disease, then you're going to really want interventional cardiology. Now, acute medicine is what I'm talking about right there. You know, breaking your arm, having a heart attack, having your bowels shut down so you have an obstruction and that requires surgery. All these things are acute medicine. So that's the place where the standard American model shines. But it stops shining right there. So for prevention of disease, which is really what we need to be paying close attention to, this is where health coaches are just fantastic, because a health coach can spend an hour or more with a client, whereas if, like, somebody like me is an integrated medical provider, I take insurance. The insurance industry dictates how long you can spend with your patients. So I've written books, and I have online programs, and I've done everything I can to help my patients outside of the office. But when they're in my office and they're using their insurance policy, the time is ticking and I'm up against the clock. So I started thinking about this, and I thought, you know, health coaches would be a really great space to fill in that gap. And so I started the Academy for Integrative Medicine Health Coach Certification Program because I saw that there was no health coaching program that was teaching not only the functional medicine lab results and how to really look at them and navigate lab results with their clients, but also this Ayurvedic component plus the psychotherapy piece. You can't separate the mind from the body. And so I have a lot of very elegant techniques that are easy to use and ways of coaches being able to tell when they need to do a referral for everything. So when you're to the point where your scope of practice ends and where the next person's begins, so it's this nice, seamless layering of medicine rather than a hierarchy. And I think that works much better.
I love that. And, you know, what are some of the kinds of skills that you think are important, like, for a health coach to have to really be able to help people with their challenges? Like, I know you mentioned being able to understand lab results and Ayurveda and psychotherapy, but, like, in terms of, say, personality traits, in addition to these skills, what do you see as kind of the vital skills or personality traits that a good health coach would need to develop to be able to really help people with challenges?
Well, I'm going to flip that question just a titch and encompass it to a health coach with a client. So I don't think one size fits all ever. And I don't think that everybody is meant to work with anybody, you know, so that everybody can jive. And so what I do is I teach my health coaches a really wonderful system called the Enneagram so that they understand their own personality structure, the way their ego talks into this world, their own shadow, their own light, their own skills, and their own challenges, so that when they sit with somebody, they can also read that other person's challenges and know how to meet them on the path where they're at. If you don't have enough self-awareness about your own crap, you're not going to be able to help someone with theirs. And so this is a transpersonal program that I do because I, you know, all of my students say I had no idea I was going to heal to the degree that I healed inside this program. I thought I was coming in to learn, you know, and I wound up healing and increasing my own level of consciousness, which to me, you know, as I look back, I've been in medicine for 30 years. And as I look at the patients that come and see me today versus the ones when I first started, it's just day and night, because the people that are meant to find you, that resonate with you at the level you're at, will find you. And so the more developed you are, the more developed and sophisticated the client is that comes to see you. And I think that that's an amazing law of physics.
I love what you were saying about that, how the importance of self-observation and self-understanding and your own growth for the, for your ability to actually be able to help people, you know, for sure. And I also love what you said about people who attend your program, the health coach certification. It's like you can't separate the improvement of your own health and consciousness with your ability, the skills that you need to learn to be able to help others. Like it actually, both of those things happen at the same time. So I think that's
really
amazing.
Well, and by the same token, there's this very real thing that I teach called the imposter syndrome. And, you know, health coaches will be so afraid to start doing their work in the world because they haven't perfected themselves yet. So that's another thing I work on with them is, you know, you attract the person that's meant to find you wherever you're at, and then you start working. And so, you know, that's the flip side of that is making sure you're not falling victim to the imposter syndrome, that I'm not the perfect body weight, so therefore I can't teach someone about nutrition, or I don't have my diet dialed in 100% perfectly, so therefore I can't teach someone about nutrition, you know, and I see that all the time with my students. And so that's one of the things we work on. And I see it in healthcare providers too. So it's an important one. It's just your ego when that's happening. If your ego only speaks to you in a way that makes you feel superior or inferior. So if those two things are happening, you know, it's your ego. And you can just say, oh, sweet little ego, give it something to do, and then say, thank you for speaking, go color in, on this coloring book, and I'm going to go ahead and go forward. And so it's making friends with your ego, because this is a part of your psyche you developed when you were a child to keep you safe, but knowing that it should not rule you.
Mm-hmm. I am so glad you brought up that point about, you know, not this game we play with ourselves, like you have to somehow be absolutely perfect before you're ever ready to help someone. And like, yes, you do want to develop your own self-awareness and self-observation. So we're not saying that, but it's not about being perfect, and how you said that we attract the people who are meant to find us, and that will shift as we continue to evolve and change, you know, and mm-hmm. work with people. So I think that is so important. And I see the same thing. I teach people how to be healthy cooking teachers, and sometimes people think they have to know every single culinary, you know, skill that is possible before they could ever teach a cooking class. And that's so not true. You can teach where you're at, and people will really, really appreciate it and get something from it, and you'll continue to learn and grow. And so I'm wondering if you can tell us more about your Academy for Integrative Medicine Health Coach Certification Program, in the sense of what kind of people attend, like what are their goals, you know, what walks of life do they come from, what are their goals, and then what do they get from it?
I love the tribe that has gathered around this program, and it's just the most supportive, amazing, compassionate group of people. It turns out it's all women, and that's interesting, and I work with mostly women, so that's probably why. And, you know, they're from all walks of life. I have doctors, and I have of various ilks and stripes, and I have hairdressers that wanted to change careers, and I have corporate career changers, and I have nurses and health coaches that are already certified and other modalities that wanted to really learn this integrative piece to up-level their practices. So it's really, you know, stay-at-home moms to people that already have medical licenses. And I have to tell you, and I always say this is sort of my little secret, but we're doing it on a summit now, so it's not. But so I just love, love, love teaching people that don't already have a medical license, because they don't have anything to unlearn. So it's actually a lot easier. So what they get from it is whatever they needed when they came in, for because there's a business development piece. I want them to be successful. So we actually have a live event that we do, and it's coming up in just about 3 weeks. And, oh, I'd love to invite all of your people to that live event, because it's all about how to keep yourself safe online with the legal piece. We have a great attorney that's coming in that specializes in this for health coaches. And then how to make funnels work for you so that you can attract the right customer to you. And social media strategies. We have this amazing copywriter and social media strategist that's helping me run this event. So we do that event every year for our coaches. And then the other thing that they get from it is really the ability to integrate the mind, the body, the spirit, and the heart using the Freedom Framework, and then integrate also the data that they get from their clients, so through lab results. And I think that that's just a really remarkable piece, and to understand their Enneatype so that they know how to present this information so that it can be received. You've probably had this experience yourself, Jennifer, where you have somebody that's very resistant or has self-limiting beliefs around money or deservingness. And when you can recognize that your client has that and know a specific way to move through it with them, it's much more powerful than conveying information the same way to every single person, because it won't hit the same.
That is so true, that it's really not just about teaching content, you know, in and of itself. That mm-hmm. content has to be received and implemented. And that's about the relationship and helping someone go beyond any limitations that may be coming up into a sense of possibility and being able to actually use that information. So I love that you address that, and we'll definitely mention your live event in a couple minutes at the end to have people know about that, because it sounds amazing. I love that you also teach the business development piece. It sounds so holistic, the business development along with the self-awareness, along with, you know, all the kinds of information they need to know to be an effective coach. So I think that just sounds great. And maybe you can just say a word about, because I know some people in the audience might have a question about, as a health coach, how do you know when you're crossing that line? Like, if you're not a medical practitioner, for example, and I love that you said that you enjoy working with people who are not, you know, doctors or medical practitioners. How do you know when you're kind of like prescribing, or like someone says, hey, you know, can you cure me of this or that or whatever? Like, how do you know what that line is and really what your scope is of what you can help them with if you're not a medical practitioner?
Yeah, we go, this gets drilled quite a bit, because this is really, really important, is that each person stays within their scope of practice. Otherwise, that layer that I was talking about, the layering of medical care, is not going to be effective. So you're never diagnosing, you're never treating, and you're never curing. And, you know, that's a really important distinction between being a coach and listening to client-centered goals, which will always be around energy and weight loss. I swear that's usually what it is. and getting underneath what are the root causes of those. So, so taking a client-centered goal and then coaching them to, well, what would you do with that extra energy that you get, or, you know, with the body that you really want to feel comfortable in, what is it that you want to do with that? And so have them visioning what they want their ideal life to look like, and then reverse engineering that using the Freedom Framework. Has four different steps. So they go through these four different steps. And the last one, the fourth one, is creating the life that you've always wanted with intention. But before that, you've got to get into uncovering the root cause of whatever is going on for you, which can be found in the body, the mind, the spirit, or in your story. And then you've got to be able to get the data and connect the dots between what it is that you're eating or you're thinking or you're doing with your lifestyle and your daily routine that's creating the problems that you're feeling today. And so the coach's job then is to navigate that, which has nothing to do with diagnosis. It has nothing to do with treating, and it has nothing to do with the word cure. So I think that that's really important. It's what my coaches learn from day one.
Mm-hmm. Wonderful, wonderful. I love that. Is just such a clear articulation of the role of a coach that I, in my mind, applies not only to a health coach, but a coach really in any field. I mean, that's really what coaching is to help people navigate those blocks that are between them and what they want to have happen. So right. I love that definition. It's so great. Well, so tell everyone where they can see and learn more about the wonderful things that you do and have shared with us today, what your website is.
The website is drkeesha.com, drkeesha.com. And you can put in /AIMHC, which is Academy for Integrative Medicine Health Coaching, and it'll take you straight to the information about the health coaching program. If you just do drkeesha.com, it's all the whole website. And I love connecting to people and would just invite everyone to come into the Facebook group, you know, and on drkeisha.com page and introduce yourself and let me know what you want to hear more about, because I do a lot of live broadcasts and answer questions for people. And we actually have a Facebook group for people who want to become an integrative medicine health coach, and it's called Become a Certified Integrative Medicine Health Coach Now. And you can ask to be invited into that, and I'll approve it. And then you join a whole bunch of other people that are in there, and I answer questions in there too. So there's a lot of information. Solving the Autoimmune Puzzle is my latest book, and it goes through the Freedom Framework. So you can kind of see how I work with it and how you can, if you're a coach, niche your practice to autoimmunity, because it's the number one rising problem for women. And I just want more people out there helping people with autoimmune disease reverse it. And so it's a great book for understanding how your past childhood experiences actually impact your current day health. And I want all coaches to know about this, because it's one of the missing pieces, I think, in programs that involve coaches and medical providers.
Mm-hmm, definitely. And everyone listening, we'll put all those links where you can find out more in your email, the same email that where you got the link to this interview. Just go back there and you'll see links to Dr. Keisha's website, information about her health certification and her Facebook group. And then can you also tell our audience where they can find out more about the live event that you do?
Yes, actually, probably the easiest way is to email me info@drkeisha.com, and I'm happy to send that over. It's in our Facebook feed on drkeisha.com. My team has been posting it, so it's in there. But if you want that direct Eventbrite link, you can email info@drkeisha.com, drkeisha.com.
Wonderful. And tell us a little bit about the free gift that you have for our audience. I'll tell them where to get that in a minute, but it's a quiz and an audio program. So can you tell us a little bit about that?
Absolutely. So as I was saying, I think that one of the biggest missing pieces in the medical paradigm in our country right now is the complete ignorance about how our beliefs that we create when we're children actually influence us in adulthood, including our health, our relationships, our sex life, our relationship to money. All of it is actually created in childhood and with an undeveloped brain. Our brain's not developed completely till we're 26 years old. And so there was a study that was done called the ACEs study, Adverse Childhood Experiences Study, between 1995 and 1997 by the Centers for Disease Control and Kaiser Permanente. And in that study, they looked at over 17,000 people were in it, and they found that over two-thirds of those over 17,000 people could identify some kind of trauma in their childhood, and they had a health issue such as autoimmune disease. Now, that's not the only thing that comes from stressful childhood experiences. Also, dropping out of school, calling into sick to work, sexual promiscuity and sexually transmitted diseases, all the chronic illnesses that we have that you can name, addictions, self-neglect, you know, an inability to have compassion for yourself, to eat well, to take supplements, all the things that we're trying as coaches to get our patients and clients to do. If you don't know what those meanings are that they made up in childhood, then you're not going to get anywhere, because they self-sabotage themselves because of these childhood beliefs they create that they're not aware of until you help them find it. And so the ACEs quiz is for you to take. And I want you to discover this so that you can understand what your clients are experiencing. And then we'll send you an audio program that I created that I give to my patients that have an ACE score of one or more. And it's designed to help them create a calm, safe place within themselves. And that's actually activating your parasympathetic nervous system, the one that allows you to rest and digest and to have a great memory and a good mood and to age well. So the more time you can spend tonifying or making that a toned part of your nervous system, the better off you are in life and the better coach you are. So we're going to give you those gifts so that you can, you know, like I said, I always think that any kind of teaching experience ought to be transpersonal with you doing your own healing first. So I'm providing you with some of the things I give to my coaches.
Wonderful. That's what a great gift. And just for everyone listening, this quiz and audio program where you can find out more about your childhood beliefs that you might not be aware of that your clients may also be experiencing, I'm going to put the link for where you can get that in the same email where you got the link to this interview. So just go back to where you came from to come to this interview with Dr. Keisha, and you'll see the link to her free gift. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Keisha. This has been great.
Now, it's been such a pleasure, and thank you for all the great work you're up to in the world, Jennifer.
Thank you. And for everyone listening, this is Jennifer Kornbleit with the Tasty Life Interview Series. And today in your inbox, you've got an email with the link to this interview and Dr. Keisha's free gift. And I hope you'll reply to that email with comments about what you enjoyed most in this interview and what your biggest takeaway was. I would love to hear that. And tomorrow in your inbox at 6 a.m. Pacific, you'll find our next interview waiting for you. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.